Grant Turgeon is stopping by. Hello, Grant.
How are you doing?
Good. You guys have the softball going. Everyone doing well still?
Yes. At times we just have to fire them up, and then it's amazing how much the quality of play improves when they know that a certain level is expected of them.
It's getting a little hotter out there, so it's in the afternoons. I imagine you gotta kind of stick with it because it is heating up.
Yeah, and softball actually is a lot more tiring than you might think because it's like a bunch of short sprints. Other sports, you're kind of running the whole time and maybe not necessarily going as fast as you can. Softball, you have to go as fast as you can on the bases and when you're chasing a ball down.
Oh, I know that from getting older, where yeah. You've been sitting most of the day doing something else and you try to run to first base and you think, oh boy. That really hurt.
Yeah, and we try to make them hustle out to their positions too. So there's probably a good 25 sprints every game that they have to do.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting to see some of that. We see them biking around here, and of course, this weekend begins some of the All-Star games and so forth. And we plan to broadcast some of them here on KPCG. We'll send out some tweets about that and do the basketball game on Saturday night, I think, for sure, live. So we'll send out some tweets about that at KPCGFM. That's where you can sign up for that on Twitter. Well, this is an interesting article here from the Washington Post that you have. Of course, there's been a lot of conflict recently with the police and with Black Lives Matter protesters in particular. But this article highlights an attempt for them to kind of come together in a little more of a civil way. The title is, "These Black Lives Matter protesters planned on a march. The police threw them a cookout instead."
Yeah, this story was really encouraging to me because obviously the race relations in this country have been horrific lately. And this is a story that just shows what can be done if one side just reaches out to the other. And instead of just having ignorance between the two sides about the other side, you come together and realize how much you might actually have in common. This activist, AJ Bohannon, had organized more than 1,000 Black Lives Matter protesters to march the streets of Wichita, Kansas on Sunday. Instead of that, though, the police chief said, well, how about we just get together and have a cookout? This way, the protesters and the police are not just put on opposite sides of the issue.
Right, because with the protests, a lot of times the whole spirit of it is kind of aggressive. And, you know, one side's aggressive, then the other side gets aggressive, and it just kind of escalates. You can't get too aggressive at a cookout.
Exactly.
Unless you're having a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, and I was actually amazed by the number of protesters he was able to get together, 1,000 people. I remember one in Oklahoma City downtown several months ago. I think only like 20 people showed up, and they showed video of them walking the streets, and it was just pathetic that no one came out to support their cause.
Got to get a lot of tight shots.
Yeah.
A lot of tight shots there. I don't want to pan out too much, pull out too much. But this is really interesting. This is in Wichita, as you said, and I saw some of the pictures there, and they were dancing together. They were playing basketball together. Getting to know each other, and we were talking about this before we came on the air. It is amazing how when you get to know somebody, then a lot of the animosity or maybe a negative thought or whatever, it goes away because now you know them, and that's what they did here.
Exactly, and all it took was the police chief stepping out and presenting an idea that probably no one else would have thought of. It really was impressive on that police chief Gordon Ramsay's part. And isn't that the same name as that?
It is.
Celebrity chef.
It is.
Gordon Ramsay. Maybe that's his...
That's where everybody came to the cookout. They're like, wow, this is going to be good.
It's a secret job. We didn't even know he's a police chief in America as well.
That would have been the best hot dogs ever prepared at
a
cookout.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, he is serving up burgers and hot dogs, so you might think that would be pretty fantastic. But yeah, they're playing sports together. They even were taking selfies. This one officer was doing... the whip and the nay-nay,
yes.
Which are
famous dances,
yeah. Two pop culture themed dances. So I think that really must have hit it off with them as well. So yeah, it really was a positive event for once between these people. And this article brings out, there have been so many recent shootings of and by police officers. So it's not just police officers shooting black men all the time. It's actually a lot of police officers being targeted. And I think both of these sides came to realize that during this event.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is there have been a few write-ups. I saw a few tweets about this yesterday. So it's getting some good coverage, which is good. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like it's not getting as much coverage as the negative stories. I mean, yeah. It seems like if something negative happens, boy, they almost can't wait to make it the top of the story, the top of the headlines. And this one was, you know, it was down there a little ways. This should be highlighted more. And that really, it really, there was a Key of David program a while back where the topic was on what happened there in South Carolina, I believe it was, mm-hmm. where there was a horrific killing, and it was a white man that went in and killed a bunch of black churchgoers. Terrible situation. But their response to it was so encouraging that they didn't respond with hatred. They responded with, you know, standing up and saying, look, that's not the type of community that we are. We're not the type of people that are going to be full of revenge and all these things. Definitely hate what the guy did, mm-hmm. but they showed their unity with each other and love towards each other and set a good example that way. Positive stories like that, positive stories like this should be talked about a lot more. It would change the temperature in the nation, I think.
Right, and that shooter in South Carolina even said his entire motive was to start a race war, and the people of South Carolina did not give him what he was hoping for, which is just absolutely amazing. And then in this situation as well, this activist was part of Black Lives Matter, and that group has openly talked about even killing police. So that's a radical hate group, but it's nice to see some people within that who maybe don't have the exact same motive, people who actually do want to see a solution to this that doesn't involve violence.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just get caught up in a movement and may not know even exactly what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy. You see that where people are chanting and yelling, and then a reporter will pull them aside and say, what's this all about? And they say, I'm not really sure.
Exactly. It can be pretty exciting when you see everyone getting stirred up and you just want to be part of the crowd sometimes. This one police officer who became famous for his dance moves at this get-together said, that's why Sunday was great, because there's a lot of trust that happened out there. I hope we were able to show the country you're able to do a whole lot more coming together than tearing people apart and creating divisions. So that's what this was. This was a glimmer of hope in the midst of so many sad stories where police have been specifically targeted. A lot of people have been stirred up by maybe a few wrong actions from police as well, even though most of them are not racially targeting people. But this is just an amazing story. Obviously, the activist, when he showed an open mind to this cookout idea, faced some dissent within his protest group. They initially were telling him, we don't want to eat pork with the pigs.
Oh, boy.
So that's kind of the hatred that they had toward police initially. And yet they all came around and got together and united, really.
Yeah, that's really good, because I think if people are really seeking unity, they'll do more things like this, because it is unifying. A protest with derogatory sayings is not going to unify anybody, no. or heal these divides. So this was a really good situation, good example, and it's good to highlight those. You can read the rest of that at the Washington Post, titled "These Black Lives Matter Protesters Plan a March. The police threw them a cookout instead." So a pretty hopeful story, and it's good to see some of those. Grant, thanks for stopping and bringing that to us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Trumpet Radio Live here on 101.3 KPCG. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, take a look at a few things that have happened on this day in history.